You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. Tonight, we're going to start off with a bang. Live in studio, we have a very special guest here performing in our lounge, in the comfort of the CITR lounge. This is Mancho.
Let the tide take me out. We're Muncho, and you're listening to CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell. Okay, this one's for Michelle. Show on CITR, Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm just going to tune my guitar and then we'll continue. How's everyone in Radio Land? Oh, that's too bad. Apologies for the dead air. Okay, we're back.
We'll be right back.
blowing. There's a red light so blinding, like red water overflowing. Like red water overflowing. It's like red water. King Midas of Bad Vibes, and we're Muncho, and we're on CITR on Thunderbird Radio Hell. We have a record coming out on May 30th, and you can go to the Green Auto pop-up stage to see us play with Tim the Mute and Speed Reader. Rock on. I'm so sorry, that was terrible. okay, we'll continue. My capo was in the wrong spot. Whoops. It's so easy when you're not here. sky's all clear. The clouds roll away and the sun reappears. It's so easy when you're not here. It's so easy when you are gone. When you leave, birds sing their songs. The harmonies rise as enemies sing along. It's so easy when you're not gone. When you come home. Fall from the flowers. God has surely banished me to hell while I'm alive. Live inside this house with the King Midas, a bad vibe. Somebody's yours, or they want to be. I mean a horse, and you gotta see that that's not me. No, it's not me. 'Cause when you come home within an hour, all of the milk starts to go sour. Petals all fall from the flowers. This house with the King Midas, a bad vibe. It's so easy when you're not home. My thoughts are all free to roam. The clouds roll away, can't enable this place. The music flows by and it means on the night. These bars become walls in this house all alone. It's so easy. This is our last song. Cry.
Muncho, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, live in studio. Thanks so much for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. This is CITR Radio, as I was mentioning, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Sound engineering, Jay Arner. Thanks to Jay. Do not go anywhere. The band, Muncho, will be chatting with me very shortly after these messages, which I have not loaded up in advance. I had all the time. Hang on a second. Yes, the band is heading in soon, but I need to turn off some videos and stuff. There we go. Anyways, here we go. Listen to some of these. The band, Muncho, talking to me very shortly.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today. Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office, located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community. I'ma keep on talking about it
because it's true.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
The Bike Kitchen welcomes you to Access Night, a weekly event in the shop offering free tool rentals for queer and trans folks, with the purpose being to make bike mechanics more inviting and accessible to folks traditionally excluded from the industry. Visit the Bike Kitchen on Wednesdays from 6:15 to 9 p.m., located in the basement of the Life Building. We hope to see you there.
You You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca on the internet. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Ben. I'm joined in studio by Muncho, which is the band that just played live on air in our lovely, is it lovely? Pretty nice lounge. I don't know. It's all right. It's all right. Well,
it's pretty lovely.
It's on radio. Yeah, we're just, it's a beautiful lounge.
It's gorgeous.
Lined with diamonds and gold and dreams. I don't know. Muncho, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Do you want to introduce yourself on Radio Land?
Sure. I am Andy. And
I am Martin.
And I'm Ira. I play bass.
And you're Muncho. Can you talk a bit about Muncho? Andy, I think that's started as your project.
Or yeah.
It is still your project mostly.
Yeah. So Muncho is a project that I started in 2012.
Okay.
As Muncho Joe, but it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Now Muncho Joe is the mascot of Muncho.
What is the mascot? Is it a...
He's currently in development.
Okay.
But he's kind of like, you know, like the sugar bear from Sugar Crisp cereal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a bear or no?
I haven't decided yet. He's in development.
I want to learn more about him, actually. Is he like a mischievous character?
Yeah, he's definitely mischievous.
Okay, cool. I like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But he wears nice suits.
nice suits, okay.
But yeah, Muncho.
So it's more like Peanut, what you call it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely a bit like the Peanut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut,
yeah. Yes.
Who's dead right now.
They killed him. That's so sad.
Well, you can take it maybe. Anyway, so, yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
I don't know what I'm saying. Oh, Muncho, yeah, is just like a, I guess, sort of a, I started it initially like as a band. I wanted it to be a band where there were other contributing members, but nobody else contributed. So it became my solo project. And then just anytime I would record stuff when I wasn't playing in other bands, I would call it Muncho Joe. Hmm. And then, more recently, like during COVID lockdowns, I started recording this record that we have coming out. And it's basically me with two different drummers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And right. So you started, you said 2012. So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's quite a while ago. So
yeah, it's a long
time. You've been doing it for 12 years. So, and you said... yeah, like some of the songs that you didn't do in your band. Like, is there a certain genre that didn't fit some of your bands, or is it just songs that was fit more for just for you? You thinking? Or you're saving all the gems for yourself?
Well, when I first started it, I guess it was the only band I was in.
Yeah.
Then I played in some other bands where there were just like more songwriters, and so I could only get a song.
Right.
Per record kind of thing, or like, yeah. And then I guess to me there's a Muncho sound maybe. There were like definitely songs that I wrote at the same time as I was writing for other bands where I was like, that's a Muncho song for sure.
Right. And when did this, you were here last time with Ira Hartley.
Like, yes.
Ira is here. But you mentioned, you're out from the East Coast. So did Muncho started here or?
Muncho started on the East Coast.
On the East Coast.
Yeah. In Halifax.
In Halifax, yeah.
Correct.
And you brought, I mean, you came here, so it came along with, with the mascot.
Yeah, well, the mascot has not yet been birthed.
I'm still fuzzy on the mascot.
Yeah, the mascot.
It's a lot of ideas.
Yeah, this mascot's a work in progress.
Yeah.
But I've always kind of thought of Muncho Joe as the mascot of this project, even when it was called Muncho Joe.
Right.
There is a Muncho Joe, and it's not necessarily me.
Right. And this record called Is It Something?
Yeah.
It was recorded, you said, kind of COVID-ish. Time.
Yeah, I think I started in 2021 and then I finished it last year.
Got a lot of songs on the record. So, yeah, how many of that? So 16 tracks actually.
It's 16 tracks. Two of them are sketches. They're skits.
Oh, okay.
Not songs. And One of them is like a collage of demos.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and cool. Then the rest are songs.
Cool. So was it one of those things where you were continuously working on the songs since COVID, or is it one of those songs that you did a whole bunch and you packed it and then you just got add more and more songs?
It's like a combination of those two things, I think. Yeah, so there was like definitely like periods of me working on stuff. I didn't know what I was making. I just knew that I was like working on songs. Right. And then...
So, I mean, I was going to ask, like, is there a theme to it? But, like, some of your titles are kind of like hodgepodge and...
Yeah, yeah. It's,
I still like the song or something like that, so...
Yeah,
it's more like a collection.
Well, I mean, that one, still like the song, or whatever it's called. What is it called?
It's been so long, still like the song. Yeah.
That is not in reference to that song. Okay. That's actually a lyric in the song.
Okay.
So...
All right.
So that, but yeah, it is definitely like a bit of a mixtape feel.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Yeah,
for sure. I feel like half of it is a breakup record or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, one song is a about to get married record.
Okay.
So.
Oh, okay. Nice.
I mean, songs.
And how did this version with these fellas happen?
Well, I had wanted to do, I've been trying, like I had a live version of this band like pre-COVID for a while, that like Felipe from the band Dumb,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Drummed, and Logan Hines from the band Johns played bass, mm-hmm. and they both moved away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, and then finding a drummer in this city, takes forever. And, yeah. So this basically was like, I had started working on Ira's stuff with Ira. And then at a certain point he said like, oh, I would play bass in Mancho if you ever want to try to get
I could learn how to play bass.
Yeah. He had never played the bass before, okay. but I just started teaching him the parts. And then we were basically like, okay, so we have this.
Perfect. Yeah.
And then I guess Martin had heard us complain about not being able to find a drummer and said, I can drum.
Yeah.
But it's also his first band that he's drumming in. So it's like first time me playing bass. We're some noobs.
Some really, yeah. Well,
beginner's mind.
You bring you bring some fresh.
You bring a childlike
wonder.
Yes.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fresh. It's just nothing. Yeah, a new perspective.
Yeah.
On things or yeah, so and when did this version when did you start, when was the first show
with this? The first show was last week.
We've played
I guess this is our third thing that we've played with this, and we only had our first show last week. We played Thursday last mm-hmm. week, and then Ira hardly played Saturday,
right?
And then Mancho played Sunday, and now we're playing again,
and we're playing next week.
Yeah, we played here, and we're playing next week for our record
release. Well, let's talk about the record release show.
Yeah.
And so it's May 30th.
May 30th.
Which is a Friday.
Yes.
So that's next Friday, right? Yeah, next Friday. At Green Auto.
Pop-up stage.
Yeah. So is that the outdoor one, or is that the other one?
It's just a different building that's same alleyway, a little more east.
But they do outdoor shows beside that one sometimes. Yeah.
But we're doing the indoor stage,
I believe. Probably indoor. Okay. It just depends.
It's all pretty much
stage,
the same.
But
it's basically, I think it'll be the entrance where you would go if there's an outdoor
stage. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's where the washroom is.
If you go to the other Green Auto and you say, is this the Mancho show? They'll say, no, it's right down there. And they'll point you to where to go.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
In fact, they won't even, they'll say, which show are you here for?
Yeah.
They're really good about this.
Smart.
You won't end up at the wrong show unless you don't remember what show you're going to.
Also, or you can go to both shows. I don't know who else is playing at the other show, but I did the two show thing recently. Yeah. It was fun. It was interesting.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Cause sort of sometimes you can stagger and go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Be the, you know, pretend it's a festival.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
With Tim the Mute and Speed Reader. So, anything special planned for the show other than...
I mean, the records will be for sale. We have, like, the vinyl records.
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know. I was thinking about attaching a helium balloon to the end of my guitar.
Oh, nice.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was just a thing I did at home because I was sad one day and Michelle bought me a helium balloon to make me feel better. And then I attached it to my guitar and I was like, I'll do this at the release show.
Are the records pretty much ready or are you still waiting for it?
I have the records. Yeah, I got them from the label. And
everyone should listen to it because Andy didn't say this, but he recorded the whole thing like pretty much on his own. Like there's drummers on it and stuff, but he did it all on tape, mostly in his bedroom. And
yeah,
it's really impressive and it sounds amazing. So you should listen to it next week.
The cover of the record, which no one on the radio can see, but if you look the cover of the record, that is like my little recording space.
Nice.
In my bedroom.
Well, it shows you with, like, the recording studio, but there's like a bunch of, is it records?
Yeah, there's records.
Did you carefully, was it just the records that you have at the time, or was it like, well, you want something, want these credits on your cover?
Yeah, it was like, we were trying to make it more visually interesting, and so I just grabbed a stack of records, but they're records that I do find really inspiring.
Right, did they influence this record in any way, your record in any way? Any of these?
I mean, I think like through osmosis, not so much like, it's not, I wouldn't say directly, except maybe the Super Friends record that's on there.
Which one?
Oh, maybe the George Jones record too for one song.
Yeah. No, Tom Petty.
I mean, Tom Petty is just like in...
He's just in me.
And the Roaches one, I mean, that's mostly inspiring, like in a way that's like not something I will ever achieve. It's like inspiring in that it's like, it's incredible that other people can do these things. Because the harmonies on there and Robert Fripp's guitar, amazing, amazing record.
Right. No, it looks good. It's a nice, you're doing the peace sign, but two hands. What is like the?
That's like the
Nixon.
The Nixon. Nixon.
Well, that's
yeah.
But it's actually
it's a Ringo
star. No. I mean, it is a Ringo also. Peace and love. But I'm warning you with peace and love. But no, it is I guess sort of a reference to the gatefold of Todd Rundgren's record, Something Anything.
Oh, I don't think I know that record.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
You should check it out. It's really good. But the gatefold is him in his like LA apartment that he turned into a studio.
Okay.
Similar to that, it's also lit from
behind. Okay.
Yeah, so that he's like kind of in silhouette and he's doing this, but he's standing. So it's slightly different. And it's wider because it's gatefold.
Right. But I mean, this you could be standing or sitting. It's kind of hard to tell.
Right. I am sitting.
Yeah. and what are some of the plans for the, what are you planning on doing the record? Are you going to bring it to on the road, play some shows, or is it?
For right now, we're just playing shows in the city. I would like to play some out of town shows, but that's something that we would need to discuss. It's a thing. I would like to at least get over to the island, maybe do like Calgary and Edmonton at some point. Like things that we can do in a weekend.
Yeah. Just drive somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was going to have a band or not at the time when I had made the deal with the label or whatever. And so I didn't apply for any of the festivals and stuff that are this summer. So hopefully we'll play those next year.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, we're here. Let's get some dates. Let's bring out the calendars, everyone.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And get this sorted out. Well, so usually we're going to play a little game on this show. Although now I'm kind of, because of the name of the record, it's called Is This Something? You know. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking of just doing a simple thing where I ask you if what I'm referring to is a thing or not. You know how... I don't know. So, and I couldn't come up with questions, so I just asked ChatGPT to come up with some questions.
All right.
So you can all ask, and I don't have a theme song to it because we haven't played. This is a Taylor bespoke game that we made because normally we play a Django.
So should we make up one?
Yeah.
Is this something? da, da, da.
I basically asked ChatGPT to come up with some questions that's like similar to the vein of like, is this something? It's similar to the vein of like, is it hot or not or something? Or is it a thing? So the first question is,
are we answering these together?
Or you can talk about it. I don't even know if this is even going to be just like, just yes and no.
Okay.
Or, yeah.
Sorry, can I ask one clarifying question? Yeah. Is it going to be like nonsense and we have to be like,
no,
I don't think that's a thing. Or is
it's very serious, actually.
Okay.
So it's, I'll give you this example.
Okay,
because sure. I asked him kind of, I did ask you to do kind of musically question. So the first question it gave me was, is getting a SoCan check for $2.31 and treating yourself anyway, is that a thing? Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah,
that's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's too much money, actually.
So that's the vein because it's very like it's a
right. That's very specific.
I tried to get it to be more lighthearted, and then it just gave me some totally random stuff.
We're a very pro treat yourself band.
we love to treat ourselves.
What we do is we reward ourselves for doing Jolly very beer. Little things, and then it feels good. So you should do that.
And it did a bunch of stuff about recording. So it's like. Doing 10 vocal takes, but using the first one anyway. Was that a thing?
Well, see, this is not a thing because it is not a thing because I record to cassette tape. So every vocal take records over every previous vocal take. So it's more like doing 10 vocal takes and then being like, I really wish I hadn't deleted the first one.
Oh, wow. But you don't bring in new tape or just...
No, because it's just four tracks.
Oh, okay.
So the whole record is recorded that
right.
way.
Okay.
So... Yeah.
Someone said we like to make things harder on ourselves by recording on a four track.
Do you record the same way?
With Andy, but I'm learning. I'm trying to.
He's trying to learn.
I'm getting Andy's.
We're really proud of him.
We got an eight track now, so we got double the tracks for the next records.
Yeah.
And I'm getting Andy's old four track to start messing around.
Yeah.
How many vocal takes do you usually do?
Oh. Sometimes like I'll do a bunch. Like 5-6 and we'll be like that's good, and then I'll listen back and tell Andy we need to do it. I need to come over another day and do like five more. We've been in the double digits before, but sometimes we like that, you know, that first take. We just like whatever.
That's a good question. See,
there you go.
So we learned something new. I don't know, it could all go downhill from here. Pretending you meant to leave that mistake in, is that a thing?
Yes, that's a thing. Yes.
That's in the recording you just heard.
Yeah.
And that's also, that's very much a thing on this record. Because it went, again, with the recording to tape aspect of it, if you make a mistake, because it's also not very sophisticated tape, it's, you know, it's a little cassette machine.
Yeah.
So if I want to redo a little part, I can't just punch it in. Yeah. I have to redo the entire take.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you just have to be like, yeah, it's good enough for rock and roll.
Yeah, fair enough. Is that more freeing also?
Absolutely, 100%.
You can't just, yeah.
Yeah. It forces you to do stuff. It also makes you get better at playing because you have to play the whole way through.
Yeah. Well, with radio, I find it less because sometimes the show get pre-recorded if we get preempted or whatever. I have to pre-record the show. I find that's kind of worse because sometimes if I make a mistake, I want to go back and just pre-record it. But if it's live, I would have just left anyway.
Yeah.
So now if I do pre-record, I kind of leave mistakes in anyways because I'm like, whatever. This won't apply to you because this question, because it's calling you saving your song as like a WAV file, which you got very specific. This, you can, calling it a cross-country tour, but it's just Ontario and Montreal, but maybe change that to BC and Alberta.
That's the thing. I'm doing one show in Ontario this summer, and that's a tour.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
For sure.
you guys from out east, knowing someone who almost got signed to Arts and Crafts, is that a thing?
Well, ChatGPT wrote this?
Yeah.
This is very weird and specific. I feel like I know someone who did get signed.
We're all like, how many degrees is every Canadian from someone in broken social security?
And yeah, and I think for the lighthearted one, is something like naming your van. Is that a thing? That's a, if you have a van, I guess, sure. You're going on tour.
Yeah.
Have you had names for?
I mean, we don't have a tour specific.
He has a van. I have a van. It doesn't have a name though.
Oh, okay. maybe we could.
We should name it right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
You know. It's
What is it?
It's got a gold.
I was thinking Goldie. That's the first thing that came to my
Goldie.
Head.
That's pretty good.
Goldie
Hawn.
Yeah.
Goldie
Hawn.
Goldie
Vaughn.
Goldie
Vaughn.
Goldie Van.
All right.
Yeah.
Goldie Van.
That's
yeah.
How you. There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's it.
That's that easy.
Forever.
We're geniuses.
This one is deep. It so depends. Starting a new band instead of having a hard conversation in your current one. Is that a thing?
Or going solo maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of like a different band.
And we all avoid our problems from time to time, you know?
That's fine.
I've never gotten to the point with a band where I don't want to work with them anymore. Yeah. It maybe the other way around.
Yeah.
Perfect. I think those are all the music ones. I think I got rid of. I think it asked some like wearing Crocs with like.
The arts and crafts question was like pretty surprising.
Yeah,
no,
it's
that AI is getting too smart, man.
Yeah. I know it's really talked about. Oh, I mean the SoCan one was.
Kind I mean of it probably thing. Just like skimmed. It just stole those questions from Exclaim or something.
Yeah.
I did ask it to be like because I'll be like make some music one and then they go like do you want it to be more specific to Canadian music? I'm not sure. Yeah, it's some tragically hip one that I kind of left out. Because it's like,
well, I would love to know that. What's the tragically hip
question? just naming a tragically hip song because you couldn't think of another Canadian song to tell the radio station. Or something. I don't know, something like that. Or you don't want to cause a stir, but just mention, I don't know, something like that. I forgot what it was. That's great. Good job with the with the question and the answers.
Thank you.
Before we go, how do people get a hold of Muncho? Other than going to your show on May 30th on Friday, Green Auto, the pop-up stage. To just go to your Bandcamp?
Yeah, you can go to the Bandcamp. On Instagram, we're at Muncho Band. I think also the Bandcamp is the same.
Yeah, it's just Matt Muncho.
Oh, it's just muncho.bandcamp.com.
You've got the original.
Yeah, and then the Instagram. Also, I mean, you can order the record on our Bandcamp. You can also order it from We Are Busybodies, the record label.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think most record stores will be able to order it in and might even be carrying it.
Okay. What's this? Do you know the site for We Are Busybody or is it just?
I think it's probably We Are Busybodies.bandcamp.com.
Okay.
Is my guess.
Cool.
Excellent. Or if you just search on Bandcamp, We Are Busybodies.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Thank you for playing a set. Thank you, Jay Arner, for being the sound engineer. And safe travels on Goldie Van. Goldie Van.
Goldie Van.
God bless Goldie Van.
Goldie Van. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thank you so much. Muncho live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up next in an hour's time at 11 o'clock is Copy and Paste. Stay tuned for Copy Paste. It will be a fantastic hour of programming for DJ Autonomy Copy Paste. Next week, I will be back here with a live band, The Drink Tickets, will be playing live in studio. Tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. to CITR, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And here we go. I'm out of here.